the future leaders in our community. This is Maddie King. And thanks, Maddie, for chatting with us today. Maddie, what do you see as the challenges facing young people?
Well, there's lots of different challenges in different areas. There's so many things that want our attention. You know, you have to be really good at time management to be able to put your energy and your time into the most important things. And that also relates to school, too, because I think it's been harder for people to really apply themselves to their education when there's just so many things to focus on.
Yeah, time management, that's a good one, especially for young people that are involved in other projects, like the work you do with Andrew and other people that are involved in sports. I've always marveled at how young people manage their time and do well at it. Next area, Maddie, and again, there may be a few here. You can list off the ones that come to mind, but who are some of the influences that have helped you, get to where you are today?
That's a good question. Definitely, obviously, Andrew Gunn. You know, he's been a big mentor for me in grade 10. You know, has let me be part of so many big projects in our community, and just has really shown me how to handle a lot of different situations. So that's been a big influence in my life. And then a lot of our local leaders, like when I was in grade 10, and I got to meet and interview Heather Jackson, and got to watch her serve our community and same with Joe Preston. I get to meet with him quite a bit. And also Karen Vecchio has actually always been a big influence on my life, too, just being a strong woman in politics.
Yeah, good point. Good point. And I guess that's where some of the influences as well as to perhaps pursue PR and perhaps look at it from a political point of view.
Yeah.
Now, with what you're doing, I know it's earlier in your career, but there may be other people as they hear this and like what you're doing. Have you got advice for other young people that may be starting out either in journalism or PR or the kind of thing you're doing, some sort of media influence? Any advice?
Yeah, I think that a lot of young people are scared to try because they think their voice isn't valued because they're young, or that people might not listen to them. But really, our community wants to hear from young people, and they shouldn't be scared to ask questions or give their input. So I would just say to know that your voice is valued in our community.
Good point, because a lot of people wonder, are we being heard, especially when it comes to politics? Is my vote going to count, or are people going to listen to what we say or the issues? So, yeah, very good point. And last question, Maddie, this may be the toughest one of all. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? Okay, we're sort of, glass balling it here a little bit, but where do you see yourself?
That's a good question. It's a hard one, too, because you never know where life's going to take you. But, in 5 years, I see myself graduated from my program, hopefully starting at a job that I like in an area that I like. And I hope I'm involved in whatever community I'm in and that I can be in a position to help the youth of that time find their voice and get involved.